Good morning, Ryersonians. I'm Emma King.
And I'm Maddie McNeil. This is the Ry Report for November 23rd. We're bringing you the top stories for the week.
This week on the show, trans students discuss fashion, Ryerson gets a food locator app, and Catherine Porter from the New York Times talks reporting on natural disasters.
Plus, I have an exclusive interview with two Ryersonian reporters about explicit photos sent over a fake Ryerson Snapchat account.
It's Trans Awareness Month, and Ryerson is taking part. Ryerson recently hosted a panel about trans inclusion in clothing design and fashion. Panelists say that being trans can make getting dressed challenging. Vivek Shayara says that choosing to dress how she wants can potentially harm her.
The best I can hope for is just staring, as opposed to, you know, having someone throw something at me or someone call me tranny or someone actually physically hurt me.
Shayara says her other option is to present herself as male. It may be safer, but then she isn't being who she truly wants to be. The panel also discussed how clothing design for cis individuals doesn't properly fit trans people. However, Shayara says that trans awareness had led to creativity and innovation for trans clothing.
If you're looking for freebies on campus, there's an app for that. Ryerson student Alexander Basic has created an app called Scavenger. It helps students find free or discounted foods on campus. Students can post free food alerts and browse for food on or around Ryerson. You can also find discounts from places such as Metro or Lou Dogs. The app is based off of the Ryerson University Free Food Locator group on Facebook. The Facebook group has almost 4,000 members, with students posting about free food almost every day. The app is only available for iPhones, but an Android version is expected soon.
Catherine Porter spoke at Ryerson about reporting on natural disasters on Tuesday. The Toronto bureau chief for the New York Times was asked to cover the earthquake in Haiti in 2010. Porter says she found it difficult to report on the aftermath of the earthquake without becoming emotional. She said she cried during interviews and developed an attachment to her subjects. Porter advises journalists to not separate their emotions from their job.
When people describe horrific stories about their death of their loved ones, you know, if your reaction is to tear up, I think that's the right reaction.
Porter also says showing emotion is a natural reaction for journalists. If they don't, they may be burnt out.
An unaffiliated Ryerson Snapchat account has been accused of sending explicit photos to students. Joining us to talk about the story are Ryersonian reporters Victoria McMurchie and Alexis Perry-Kleos. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
So how did you come up with this story?
So I was on Twitter yesterday, and I was looking for something to pitch for our reporting class. And I noticed that this student, Rima Balosh, tweeted that a Ryerson Rams account had sent her nudes. And so the first thing that clicked in my mind was, oh my gosh, it must have been one of the athletic accounts, because that's what's normally branded as Ryerson Rams. So I contacted her. And it turns out that it wasn't an account affiliated with the university. That was started by students in the class of 2021 to learn more about what's going on in the university and to get to know one another. But it turns out that they're clearly not using it for that.
Yeah, wow. So how did she react when she found these photos?
So initially what had happened was she posted a Snapchat story of her and some girlfriends on a Friday night, and whoever is in charge of the account replied to her, complimenting her and her friends, saying that they look very pretty. And she said that she was taken aback by this because she thought it was a school-associated account, so she thought it was very strange. And she said thank you and asked who the person was, and the person didn't give her an answer. They just started sending her an array of different inappropriate photos of what she said appeared to be a naked woman, and she felt very uncomfortable and eventually just stopped replying and has left it at that since.
Wow. So what do you guys think can be done to stop something like this happening in the future?
Well, I think a good way to help students and other people verify what's real and what's not in terms of accounts on social media is looking for spelling errors in the URL and usernames of people's accounts and checking their followers to following ratio, because a lot of spam accounts follow a lot of people but don't have a lot of followers back.
And I think the other thing too that's important is if you don't know someone, don't add them, especially because your safety is at risk. Making sure that you know who's following you is really important.
Yeah, those are some good ideas. Well, thank you for sharing this story and joining us today, ladies.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
To learn more about this story, check out ryersonian.ca.
That's it for today. This is Emma King.
And I'm Maddie McNeil.
You've been listening to the Rye Report for November 23rd. Tune in next week as we bring you Ryerson's top stories.